This program brought to you by Guns80.com, America's finest provider of 80% AR-15 rifles. Go to Guns80.com now. That's Guns80.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Coming up after Zuckerberg says we are all Charlie, Facebook censors Muhammad images. I've got that in my stack. I've got to get to it. This is the total hypocrisy of these people. While they censor our pro-gun promotions and non-violent stuff constantly on Facebook, people say, well, why are you there? Because I'm not giving up. They don't want me there because I'm effective. We're going to go in there and reach the sheeple. That's all coming up in the next segment. Julio and then Al are the only callers we have time for with Captain Crunch. You're on the air, Julio, with the first and top hacker, Captain Crunch. Go ahead.
Afternoon, Alex. Good morning, Mr. Draper. An interesting document I just came across, the FBI's information sharing document of 2011. It's quite interesting. It goes into the Biometric Center of Excellence that stores face, voice recognition, DNA recognition, and fingerprint technologies. It's quite interesting if people wanted to look that up. Mr. Draper, my question to you is about peer-to-peer and torrenting. Since I moved to Wyoming from Chicago, I decided to ditch TV. I torrent stream all, anything I watch. I'm a big advocate of torrent and peer-to-peer technology. I wanted to get your thoughts on what the future of that is, and do you have any recommendations on private, secure, peer-to-peer type ways that people can communicate or share information?
Yeah, I have some things to say about torrenting for sure. Torrenting, of course, is the ability of being able to share information across multiple servers. And so no one server actually has the actual movie that you're interested in downloading. If you are using some of these ISPs in America, like Comcast or Cox, especially Cox, and if you're using torrenting, they are watching you. The best thing you can do to get around torrenting is to get on a VPN VPN or some way to mask your IP address and also offer encryption. You can also get on by sending an SSH pipe into it, and from that, all of your data will be encrypted. So your ISP can't really tell whether or not you're actually running a torrent.
Thank you, Julio. And the media tries to act like this is because you're a criminal. No, it's because they have no business what video, whether it's an Alex Jones video or some open source video or whatever it is, it's not their business to preemptively be surveilling you. Let's go ahead and talk to Al in Maryland. Thanks for calling. You're on the air with Captain Crunch.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Hey, don't you think it's time for people to start creating their own individual servers and get rid of the government ogle, which is Google, so that we can start a tax revolt in this country, Tosh Plumlee style, a swarm, and get this place back on track and out of the hands of the Soros Nazis?
Sounds like a good plan to me. Anything else, Al?
Well, I just think if we don't coagulate in blood on the streets, and I'm not talking about violence, I'm talking about physical beings having our own servers where we can communicate without these dogs barking at our ankles all day long, we're going to be able to get something done, because the other way it's all blockage and it's all extortion, and it's got to happen now.
I know this. These bankers have created a system where they put pressure on us while they're robbing us, and then they use the crisis to get more power. They've got all the angles figured out, except us figuring out that it's all a game, all a scam, and they're crooks. That's why Davos, Captain Crunch, sorry.
Yeah, you can get hosting services relatively inexpensively, just for $10 a month. And one more thing I wanted to mention, Alex, you asked me whether or not I had any websites. One really, really important website that I'm involved with is GoFreakMedia.com. This website, they're into cosplay and into MMA and a lot of really cool things that young people really like to get into. And I've been writing a lot of articles for them.
John Draper, well, thank you so much, Captain Crunch. We'll have you back on to pop in when you launch this new Internet Freedom Initiative. Thank you so much.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. For a limited time, get 25% off on this introductory offer. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Are you always 5 minutes late? Maybe you're only late when you don't want to be somewhere. Then you realize you're always 5 minutes late. For work, you set 3 alarms, drag your feet in the shower, drink your coffee slowly until you're rushing out the door. 5 minutes late. It's not that you hate your job. Hate is such a strong word. You're just not that excited about it. But most people don't love what they do, right? Listen, if you're local to the Twin Cities, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, you might want to join one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, GCN. Because right now, we are hiring, and we offer benefits. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, where you'll want to be 5 minutes early every day.
The Alex Jones Show.
Some people say a man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood and skin and bones. A mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You load 16 tons. What do you get? Another day older.
All right, Rob New has combined 3 reports from the Nightly News in the last few weeks with the latest data as the death toll from the flu vaccines is directly connected to it, intensifies. And again, they admit it gives you no protection from the flu, lowers your immune system, can give you Guillain-Barre's, epilepsy, you name it. So that's on record. But so many children are dying after they get the flu shot. Here is this special report. We're not going to have time to air it all, but about 95% of it. Then we'll go to break, come back. I'm going to news blitz intensely. There is just... ISIS says they'll cut off Obama's head. Why would they cut off their chief patron's head? This is total theater. We're going to get into the government's announced plans to remote control your car. It's now all being announced. Just huge amounts of news, so key, coming up. But here is Rob Dews, boiled down with our other reporters, of a very serious trend. Vaccine death toll rises. The full video is posted on InfoWars.com to send to your friends and family, especially if they have children. If adults want to kill themselves or get hurt really bad, that's their issue. Okay, free will. You don't want to look at the medical info and just want to laugh at us? Go ahead. I know I'm right. I wouldn't tell you take don't take these vaccines if I didn't think they had some good in them. Because I don't want the bad karma, mojo, reap what you sow, or give them bad advice. My kids don't have them. I don't take them. I know what's in them. And I know it's an organized plan. It's not that inoculations isn't a real science and couldn't do some good. This is the same New World Order that's been caught all over the planet adding syphilis to shots. You going to take those shots, folks? These people want to kill you and your family. Now, the average doctor or nurse is dumber than a box of rocks compartmentalized. But a lot of them aren't taking them. Let's go to this report.
This is Rob Dew reporting for InfoWars.com and InfoWars Nightly News. And this report is an update on two reports that I've filed this month, basically, and the one I actually filed just over the weekend. The first one is about the little girl who died of the flu after taking the flu shot. Well, now there's another little girl that died. In addition to the numerous other cases that are out there, somebody sent me this morning and said, you have to look at this one. Here's the headline from the Daily Mail. Girl 5 dies from strain of flu she was vaccinated against as deadly epidemic continues to sweep across the U.S. And this is something we're seeing everywhere. And the CDC comes out with this song and dance that I'm about to show you where they say, well, we guessed the wrong strain of flu. They didn't guess anything wrong. They're deliberately putting this stuff in there so people get the flu. But we'll get more into that in a second. A 5-year-old girl has died in hospital 3 days after developing a strain of flu that she was vaccinated against as the deadly outbreak of the virus continues to sweep across the country. And once again, this article is filled with pictures of this beautiful little girl. She loved Frozen. She loved playing with her friends. She liked the color purple. They always put this stuff in there, and it really just tears at my heart reading these stories of parents who are trying to protect their kids from flu, and they think they're doing the right thing by getting the vaccine. Here's more. The youngster is the fourth child in a Nevada-based county and the 56th nationwide to have died in the flu in the past few months as vaccines have proved largely ineffective. Kira's death also comes after the CDC reported last week that more than three-quarters of people who had the injection, which contains strains of influenza A, this year will get the virus anyway. So even with all the hype about getting your flu vaccine, how it's everywhere in the media, everywhere in the news, you go to every drugstore, they're trying to get you to do your flu shot. You have 7-Eleven promoting workers to get their floofy shots. It's the worst performing ever since they've been recording this 10 years now that we're into this flu vaccine hysteria and tracking the results. So are you going to get the flu shot? Are you going to give it to your kids? I'm going to share with you a little story. This happened just this past weekend, playing football out in the street with a bunch of my neighbors. And earlier, it was a week before that, my kids weren't allowed to play with their kids because they all had the flu. It's one family. And in talking, they said, oh, yeah, well, we got all our flu shot injections, and we still got it. And then another neighbor from across the street says they all had their flu shots, and 3 out of the 4 got the flu. And now let's turn to the measles outbreak. I just put out a report over the weekend. Disneyland measles outbreak caused by the vaccine? And I went through the statistics and the LA Times article saying that 5 people had gotten it that were vaccinated. 2 out of the 5 workers that were vaccinated got the disease, and that's only the ones that they tested. Well, now we got one more. Measles outbreak traced to Disneyland continues to grow. At least 85 cases are now confirmed in 7 states. Alaska health officials are closely monitoring 1-year-old Rivki Webb after she tested positive for measles this week. Her mother, Emily, said the family had just returned from a visit to Southern California. Rivki had also just received the measles vaccine. And then you get to the end of this CBS News article, and you got a quote from the mother who says, I want people to be aware and to vaccinate their kids, said Emily Webb, because the whole reason that she got sick in the first place was because people don't vaccinate. Well, if you vaccinate your kid, then she should be protected from the virus, right? And isn't that the whole reason they tell you to get these and that they're safe and effective? Well, then your daughter gets it after she'd been vaccinated. And I read in the insert, in 3 different spots, it says you could get measles or a measles-like rash in the insert as one of the side effects. Yet people still continue to do it because they don't ask for these inserts. It's amazing. Totally amazing. But here's Wired Magazine. Why did vaccinated people get measles at Disneyland? Blame the unvaccinated. And this is medical arrogance at its finest right here. They claim because people aren't getting the vaccine that they're making the vaccinated people sick, which just defies logic because supposedly if you're vaccinated, you're protected from the disease. But that's not the case, and we find that time and time again. And it's hard to find these, and that's why we really make a big deal out of it when we do see it, when we see people admitted that, hey, they were vaccinated, but they still got the disease. We need to make note of this, because they tell you time and time again that you should inject these foreign substances into your bodies, and it's going to protect you. We have to keep these people honest, because the CDC, that's their job, is to get more people vaccinated. That's the program, because most of these CDC heads are former Big Pharma employees. And this is the whole thing. When I interviewed Dr. Sherry Tenpenny years ago, went up to her office, and she said, you know, Rob, this is what I think it is. I think that the reason they push these vaccines, especially on these young kids, is so they become lifelong customers, because they're going to see these other problems crop up. They may not have a serious adverse reaction, but they'll get something like allergies, or they'll get earaches, or they'll get tonsillitis, something that keeps them coming back for more medical care.
Over 100 years ago, eugenicist social planners said that they'd use mind-altering drugs to control the population. By 2007, more than 20% of the U.S. population were on some type of prescription antidepressant. But in the case of foster children, a sector where the state has total control, at least two-thirds are forced to take a cocktail made up of, on average, seven psychotropic drugs. Chairman of the Texas Society of Psychiatric Physicians, Joe Burkett, testified before the State House Select Committee hearing on psychotropic drugs in foster care and shocked the public when he said that two-thirds of foster children in Texas had been placed on psychiatric drugs because they were very, very sick from a bad gene pool.
A lot of these kids come from bad gene pools. They don't have stable parents making good decisions. Besides the gene pools, they've then been traumatized by abuse, neglect, and problems, and then they've been traumatized by separation, and all those things predispose to mental illness.
One thing that I really like and I'm amazed by when I put out these vaccine reports is the number of people that get on the message board and actually add other clues and links to things that other people can read. Because I don't have time to put it all in one report. There's just not enough time in the day. So I really do appreciate when people put their links down there, and let's have a debate. I'm all for an open, honest debate. You know, a lot of people sent this Penn and Teller thing where they had them throwing bowling balls at little targets made up of children. And the ones that were vaccinated were protected from the bowling balls, and the other ones weren't. So they were getting mowed down. And a lot of the statistics that they're reporting, yeah, all these diseases were coming down, but they were coming down before the vaccines were ever introduced. They never show the beginning of these graphs, like when you see polio coming down to here and then the vaccine's introduced and it drops down to here. It was already on its way out. That's because of modern hygiene techniques, modern plumbing, people not sleeping in their clothes over and over again, days on end. It's a whole lot of things that caused these diseases to go down. So let's end here with this one article from VaxTruth that I encourage you to go and look at the other source articles that they put in here, because it's amazing. Studies prove without a doubt that unvaccinated children are far healthier than their vaccinated peers. A 1992 Immunization Awareness Study, IAS, conducted a survey to examine the health of New Zealand's children. Unsurprisingly, the results of their study indicate that unvaccinated children were far healthier than vaccinated children. So they interviewed about 245 families, nearly 500 children participated in this survey. Here's what they found. 92% of the children requiring tonsillectomy operation had received the measles vaccination, indicating that vaccination for measles may have made some of the children susceptible to tonsillitis. But then it goes into another study that was even more in-depth back in 2011 in Germany. In September 2011, German researchers carried out a long-range study, surveyed a total of 8,000 unvaccinated children from the ages of 0 to 19. So the kids that were vaccinated, 4.7 suffered from asthma percent, 10.7 suffered from hay fever, 13.2 suffered from neurodermatitis. With the unvaccinated children, you had asthma at 2.5%, hay fever at 3%, and neurodermatitis at 7%, nearly half compared to the vaccinated children. And these aren't big health conditions, but these are things that determine quality of life.
I wonder if the CDC has conducted or facilitated a study comparing vaccinated children with unvaccinated children yet. Have you done that?
We have not studied vaccinated versus unvaccinated.
Stop there. That was the meaning of my question. You wasted 2 minutes of my time.
Now look at this. Other conditions found to be almost non-existent in unvaccinated children.
with dyslexia, it was 0.21%. Speech delay or articulation problems, 0.38%. Sensory processing disorder, 0.28%. Anxiety, 0.25%. Depression, 0.12%. Bedwetting, 0.12%. Celiac disease, 0.12%. Gluten sensitivity, 0.41%. And GERD, 0.06%. I want to leave you with this. This last from the CDC. This is on their own website, and this is talking about identified prevalence of autism spectrum disorder. In 2000, in the United States, we were 1 in 150. And now in 2010, well, now we're 5 years later, so I bet it's even worse, it was 1 in 68.
Let's stop right there. The full report is on InfoWars.com right now. Get it out and warn people.
Hey, sorry I'm running late. I had to stop and get my vitamins for the month.
I got mine in the mail yesterday from DiscountNutritionShop.com. So I'm here, totally on time.
DiscountNutritionShop.com?
Yep, they're a lifesaver in more ways than one. They have all the nutritional supplements you need, the major brands you know. Plus, you can save up to 10%. Write down this number, 888-908-4548.
Huh?
888-908-4548, or just go to discountnutritionshop.com.
Worried about getting sick and feeling terrible for days or even weeks? You need Immudyne for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just a dollar a day, Immudyne is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late, before you get sick. Or go to immudyne.com, immudyne.com, or call 866-257-8668.
Interested in free bitcoins? Stay tuned for more information. Are you worried about Big Brother watching your bank account? Frustrated with annoying fees? Concerned about unauthorized access to your account? What if there was a way to be your own bank? Bitcoin gives you a way to take back control of your money. The citizens of two large countries have already turned to Bitcoin when their economies collapsed. Unlike U.S. dollars, there is a limited number of Bitcoins. The government cannot simply decide to print more. 8 million people are already using Bitcoin anonymously, with 90,000 retailers accepting them. Investors have put $4 billion into Bitcoin, with millions more being invested daily. BitRush.com is based in Texas and provides the most profitable way to own Bitcoins. To receive your own free Bitcoins, you can visit us at www.bitrush.com. That's BITRUSH.com. Or call us at 1-800-200-8202. Again, that's BitRush.com or 1-800-200-8202 for free Bitcoins.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWay.com.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
You ever hear about Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle kits? At Guns80.com, they are the 80% specialists, helping to protect our privacy. Look, there are forces out there right now trying to register guns for future confiscation. UN treaties threatening our Second Amendment, our freedom. You need a Ghost AR-15. Get it at Guns80.com. Call 844-2GUNS80. That's 844-248-6780. Own an AR-15 today and keep it a secret. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. 844-2GUNS80.
A highwayman along the coach roads I did ride,
sword and pistol by my side. Many a young maid lost her baubles to my trade.
Many a soldier
shed his life blood on my blade. The bastards hung me in the spring of 25.
But I am still alive. Here comes Chris Christopherson.
I was a sailor.
After Zuckerberg said, "We are all Charlie," Facebook censors Muhammad images. I noticed that that's a Breitbart article that's up on drudgereport.com. Kurt Nemo had one also out this morning. Same thing at Infowars.com. Facebook blocks images of Muhammad. Social media giant buckles to pressure from Turkish government. And that's a good article by Nemo, but maybe, we probably want to add to this that Zuckerberg, you know, claims he's for free speech, but he also calls us users dumb effers for trusting him. You dumb effers, you trust me with your info. See, they enjoy, like, Gruber laughing at their prisoners. See, hardcore criminals, most of them don't do it to survive. There's some starving family gets caught breaking into a store to get food. How are you going to even charge them with something? They're starving in some third world country. But the big crimes, why does a bank robber sometimes just shoot the clerk when they leave or shoot a liquor store clerk after they've given you the cash? Because they're scum. Well, the successful criminals, their modus operandi, their mindset, their profile is basically the same. They don't enjoy being honorable. They enjoy cheating people. And that's the type of folks you see at Davos and at Bilderberg that this twit's been to both of them. With his little Harvard front company, he's a total front. I mean, Facebook's admittedly CIA, just like Google. It is truly disgusting with its pump and dump and the rest of it. Now, let's continue, because this ties into that. U.S. watchdog urges safeguards for Internet of Things and says that, oh, my gosh, all these chips built into everything means it can be hacked and taken over. Yes, it's meant to be taken over by the smart meters and government hubs and Google cars. Oh, so now they need more surveillance to stop people getting into all your systems. Meanwhile, that ties into this. U.K. government announces plan to remotely control vehicles. Remember that story yesterday? And I actually went yesterday and again today because even I can't believe how bold they are moving this quick. In this article, UK government announces plan. You go to the government website. People say, what's your source on this? In fact, in the comments, they're like, come on, I want to see a source. This is unbelievable. I mean, Jeff, what does he mean? They're putting up antennas all over England. Same thing's going in here. Same global plan to, quote, reduce greenhouse gases. Where during peak emission times or traffic, the cars will be taken over and wirelessly speed, engine, all of it will be controlled. Can you imagine how dangerous this is? Talk about robot cars, Google taking over. They're going to turn your car into a robot car. Let me stop you. Do you think they just magically hack into systems? No, you're paying in the price of the car. I saw one estimate as much as $10,000. Because the more luxurious, the more of this there is. Inexpensive cars, as much as $5,000 in the cost. Be nice to lower a car by $5,000, wouldn't it? Is all the spy tech. This is from the government website in the UK. M2M sensors in cars and on roads monitor the buildup of congestion. And just magically, this has been put in all the cars worldwide now. It's all a big accident. There's no conspiracy. Well, it doesn't matter. It's here. See, folks? Told you 15 years ago. I keep saying 15 years ago. Actually, I was talking about this by 97. So told you 18 years ago. M2M sensors in cars. This was on MIT Magazine. I didn't just make it up. See, it wasn't that I broke something big. This whole nightmare plan from cancer viruses and the vaccines to kill you and your family are public. And we were winning. Vaccination was going way down until about 5 years ago. They redoubled their funding, more than doubled the funding in brainwashing, and now it's at all-time highs. The public just doesn't like to be bullied. They just submit to it. M2M sensors in cars on roads monitor the buildup of congestion and wirelessly send this information to traffic control system, which automatically impose variable speed limits that smooth the flow of traffic, states OFCOM. This system can also communicate directly with cars, directing them along diverted routes, which will surveil you didn't follow your order, to avoid the congestion, even managing their speed. Did you hear that? Because you read deeper, it's going to control your speed. A remote governor. M2M sensors could also be attached to the mechanical parts of your car, such as ABS wheel rotation sensors to measure speed. This information can be wirelessly communicated to nearby cars, which onboard computers that process and react to this information. So all the cars connected together. And Nissan's coming out. I told you, Japan's leading the way along with the Germans.
We're on the march.
All right, Newsblitz coming up. Newsblitz!
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. For a limited time, get 25% off on this introductory offer. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. AncientDefense.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Last night, a little dancer came dancing to my door.
Last night, a little dancer came dancing to my door.
I know it's mindless pop rock, but I love it. Billy Idol's going to be playing in Denver. I saw Billy Idol when I was about 12 years old up in Dallas. Tempted to go up there and see him, but I don't usually travel for stuff like that. But you know what? All work and no play makes Jack crazy. Crank it up! Because in the midnight hour, she cried mo, mo, mo with a rebel yell.
With a rebel yell, she cried mo, mo, mo.
Wow. part of the song right here.
She don't like slavery. She won't sit.
She doesn't like slavery? Oh, yeah. What set you free? A prophet to me. What set you free? I need you here by me. Part of the reason I act goofy on air is so people don't take me too seriously and so you don't take yourself too seriously. We all need to be able to make a joke about ourselves from time to time, but we should take serious people trying to enslave us, people trying to make us their chattel. Because there's only one thing worse than somebody that takes themselves too seriously is some control freak narcissist that wants to run our lives and thinks they're better than us and gets together in a big nasty gang of scum to come try to dominate us. And if you don't have an instinct to want to resist that, something's wrong with you. A bunch of this I've covered. Most of it I haven't. We're going to attempt it one more time. I've never succeeded since I was first on talk radio. First few years on talk radio, I think I was almost better than I am now because I would get a huge stack of news, stack it this way, not all spread out, and then I would just go through it. I would run through it ranting. It would take sometimes 2 hours, and the ratings poured in. People loved it, and I just can't seem to do it because I want to elaborate on each thing. Like this stack over here, like a dog returning to its vomit, I want to go back into the Internet of Things stack because it's so important, but I've already covered it. I mean, look, the feds are a watchdog. They want to save us, but meanwhile, they're coming out all over the world with remote control cars. The government watches everything you do and taxes the daylights out of you, and magically, the tracker hubs the tax you're already in all the cars. I mean, my gosh, that's over the top. Here's another one, Infowars.com, Daniel Taylor. NSA cyber war will use Internet of Things as weapons platform. Your home is the battlefield. It has them announcing it in the article. And we got Marshall McLuhan saying World War III is a guerrilla information war with no division between military and civilian participation. And that's in Culture Is Our Business, Marshall McLuhan. And boy, was he right. And that's why Vic Vreeland, the former Air Force intelligence officer and deputy fire chief of Austin, came up with the idea for Infowars.com. And by the way, I keep forgetting, I'm sure Vic's still alive. I looked it up. I know he and his wife, I knew his parrot, Petey, till he died. When he retired, he moved to Bastrop. Get me Vic Vreeland. Pay for a limo to take him in here. I remember like 10 years ago, I tried to get Vic Vreeland on air, and he goes, I don't need to, Alex. They don't want to be free. I'm just going to retire. I'm retired. I enjoy myself. He said, I tried. You know, he did talk radio for a long time. He used to fill in for Tom Valentine, who had a huge syndicated show. I want Vic Vreeland in here, and I want him now. And I will punish you with bigger bonuses if you get him. Anyways, there's really only carrots around this office. I spoil everybody, but I have a great crew. All right, let's continue. Well, there is. I do flip out occasionally, so actually there are some sticks around here. NSA cyber war. So there's that article. U.S. signs $2 billion loan agreement with Ukraine, offers to increase pressure on Russia. It was Vic Vreeland came up with the because there's a war on for your mind thing, too. Continuing, no, I'm not a plagiarist, ladies and gentlemen. I revel in giving people the credit they're due because I love humanity and I get off on collaboration with good people. I just love it. That's why I used to always try to work with all these talk show hosts and build up other people and stuff. And I learned very quickly that a lot of people out there take that as weakness and then try to destroy you when you try to help them. But if you transcend that and just keep helping people, you'll find who the good folks are. And it's that process that's part of life already. Sorry, I'm pontificating. U.S. signs $2 billion loan agreement with Ukraine. That'll all be siphoned into George Soros and others' pockets. To increase pressure on Russia. We will continue to work with our allies to increase the pressure on Russia. Reuters, isn't that nice to stir up all that trouble on Russia's doorstep? What, are you like Vladimir Putin? Well, I don't like World War III, and I don't like messing with people. I guess so. I guess if I don't want World War III, I secretly massage Putin's bunions. I already mentioned this. It's just insane. Zuckerberg, let's move on from there. Let's move to this nice stack. We will cut your head, or we will cut off your head in the White House. ISIS threatens to behead Obama and turn the U.S. into a Muslim province in new execution video. Well, Obama's already tried to turn us into a radical Muslim province. This is pure red meat propaganda written by a Western intelligence agency. ISIS is Al-Qaeda, is being funded by Saudi Arabia, is being funded by NATO. It's all on record. And this is to give Obama cover to make him look good for Americans. It's like Hillary gets up down speeches and goes, I don't think we need open borders. She actually comes to Texas and goes, I'm here to tell you something, boy. I don't like open borders, and I don't like gun control. I'm not kidding. I saw that on the news like a month ago. I meant to tell you guys to get it. We do have her in Kentucky going,
I don't feel no ways tired.
I'm
too far from where I started from. Nobody told me that the road would be easy.
That's in Kentucky.
I don't believe he brought me this far to leave me.
Listen, Rick Perry did this. We ought to find the clip because they even played it on 590 making fun of him a few years ago when he was running for president, like, you know, 2 or 3 years ago. He went and spoke to, I think it was LULAC. It's Rick Perry, LULAC or La Raza in L.A. And he goes, hello, good to be with you, Kentucky. Oh, my. I've got relatives and stuff. You'll be in a Mexican food restaurant and they'll come over and go, hey, wait, hi, how you doing? What would you like to eat? And you're like, I like a taco bean. I mean, this is this condescending thing that when these politicians are in the South, they go, how you doing, partner? Bring a beer with you. But then when they're talking to what they think is a Hispanic audience, like they can't understand the English, it's amazing. It's like if it was an audience that didn't speak English in Mexico, speak Spanish. Don't sit there and like make up some weird language where you... Oh, my gosh. If you want to get politically correct, the one thing I see white people do is do that, and I cannot stand it. I'll start making fun of people in my family when they start doing it. If I'm in a restaurant, and do you have? Because I cannot stand it. If you were talking about one of my pet peeves, that's it. When I'm in England, I talk like this. When I'm in New York, this is what I sound like. When I'm in L.A., this is what I sound like. They hang around folks enough, you'll start picking up their accent and stuff. But this just shows the pure manipulation. By the way, I don't know how you guys found Hillary doing that fast. We did not plan that, where I was just making fun of her and you did that. So I said I'd cover the news, and obviously I'm not. I'm ranting. We'll cut your head off in the White House. Well, actually, the leader of ISIS is in the White House, so Obama might decide to commit suicide by guillotine. He could pull the rope and trigger it and... It may be true. It is possible that ISIS could chop off the president's head in the White House. And it won't be a drone with a remote control guillotine with a cigar cutter flying at him. I don't know if he can get the big head, but like drones with maybe that's the new feminist law so men don't pee standing up as you go into the bathroom. They got a decapitation drone waiting in there.
Drones don't have guillotines, just train cars.
Exactly. Well, we're all drones now, aren't we? That's what our cars are, remote-controlled drone vehicles. So that's totally fake to make him look good. Michelle Obama navigates limits on women in Saudi Arabia, AP. And she quote, refused to wear a hood over her head. And so that's very shocking. And Obama, of course, bowed to everyone as usual. He loves dictatorships. He wants to be a dictator. He is becoming a dictator. So he's kind of there learning from the guys that know how to do it. A bunch of corrupt freaks. Oh, since I look at Kim Jong-un, the Queen of England, any form of royalty, and it makes me want to just throw up. And that is what Kim Jong-un is a hereditary dictator. Meanwhile, again, Michelle Obama's face blurred by Saudi state television, although claim disputed. That's right. No one makes women wear hoods over their heads or puts them in prison if they drive cars in Saudi Arabia. That's a conspiracy theory. And China doesn't sell political dissidents' organs like the State Department under Clinton claimed. Even though it's admitted and they run ads advertising in English, we have, quote, fresh organs. Fresh! Davos economist already spent a whole first hour on this. You need to listen to that in retransmission. The Davos economist warning of riots in the U.S. and Europe if we don't give them $100 trillion at the Davos Group is George Soros' basically chief of staff and is warning of things that they're actually funding. You can't make that up. I shouldn't laugh. It's really sick. Oh, my gosh. White House drone crash described as a U.S. worker's drunken lark. Yes, it was 42 degrees and raining lightly about 3 a.m. on Monday when an inebriated off-duty employee for a government intelligence agency decided it was a good time to fly his friend's drone, a 2-foot by 2-foot quadricopter. And if it is one of the primitive ones just a few years ago, or more primitive, they can get away from you when you get out of radio range and they just fall. That sells for hundreds of dollars. And so he was drunk, and they're not going to charge him. You know, if you weren't a God man, a Fed, are you a God? Like they ask in Ghostbusters. He says, well, yes, I am a Fed. And they go, then you, your license plate will not be scanned. Your vehicle will not be remote accessed and remote controlled. And you can crash drones on the lawn. But if you say, are you a God? And they say, no, then die. Are you a producer? Again, if you haven't seen Ghostbusters, you don't know what I'm talking about. The LA looks like Hillary on there. And anyways, continuing. Obama approval rating at 50% as Republicans abandon immigration campaign promises. So he's gotten more popular with some of the liberals now, and it's sent his approval rating up because they're going to gut the country entirely and offer everybody free goodies as the government builds armored bunkers and buys tanks and trains to take on the gun owners and have a huge civil war that George Soros is funding. What a wonderful idea! Why not? Why not? He's going to shut down more power plants. Border surge likely again in 2015, data shows. Out of the Daily Caller, the feds are predicting a new giant surge of illegals pouring across. There's another article here. Cuban refugees are flooding in at record levels because they think immigration rules may change if Cuba's normalized and they won't get all the free goodies. So that's some of the news in that stack. Trouble in GOP ranks kills votes on border and abortion bills. We saw that traitorship last week. Traitorship, a new word I've invented. They're having degrees at college, full scholarship, and traitorship. How to be a parasitic piece of filth that walks around going, liberal, reasonable, don't be racist, let me run your life or you're a racist, 2 + 2 = 5 or you're not trendy, I'm sorry. Let's continue here. Americans hate the federal government now more than ever. Market Watch article, 73%. The other percentage are ones that are scared. That's just, I'm just going to the stacks here. Let's get to these other stacks now. The 19 ingredients in McDonald's fries, including a form of silicone found in Silly Putty, along with petrol-based chemical. Well, I mean, who doesn't need petrochemicals that have been in the ground for God knows how long and who knows what they're really made of? No, they can't really prove. There is a lot of oil that is based on dead life forms. But there's also a lot of, what do they call it, abiotic oil? There's also a lot of oil that they've proven that they don't, and the oil wells are replenishing. They don't know what's going on. And you notice the peak oil argument's gone now. There's so much oil, we're drowning in it. Let's go over this New American article, which is very conservative. That's the John Birch Society, just like Chuck Norris exposing poison food and GMO. This is not just a liberal issue. This is an issue that's real. And McDonald's goes over all the wonderful things that are in their foods. Over 70 ingredients just in the McRib alone that they call food technology. And then it goes into all the delicious petrochemicals that, no, don't run your car's engine, but run you. And again, poisons are very addictive. That's the little secret. So when you ingest poisons in small amounts, your body then begins to metabolize them and learn to deal with them and then wants them. If you're on it enough. Let's continue now, getting into the other news reports here that I have. This is very important. Poll, large majority of Americans oppose Obama's immigration actions. A record number, 58% of registered voters are completely against it. You add them all together, it's basically up in the 70s, the percentages that are against it, including a majority of Hispanics. Jordan agrees to prisoner swap with ISIS in deal that could free pilot and Japanese journalist. And these are just more excuses to give the CIA globalist force more weapons. But, of course, our borders are wide open. And, again, don't forget, though, that they'll let ISIS and others recruit on Facebook, but you can't even post an image of Muhammad because Islamic law says even showing an image is bad. And so now in America, you can't show that, but Infowars.com is censored pretty much constantly. Expert, TSA plan to scrutinize social media posts of travelers, disturbing. Federal agency's measure could lead to flyer self-censoring. Paul Joseph Watson, Infowars.com. Well, it's bigger than that. They are to be the domestic spy force, just as big and just as strong as our military that Obama talked about, and they're rolling out on the streets everywhere. And you will have to go through them to be able to get a special card to have a job, even working at McDonald's. And you notice, people thought I was crazy 14 years ago when I talked about that. Now it's starting. They set these things up, and then they expand them forever. Air passenger bank details to be handed to police under anti-terror plan. See? And that's out of the London Telegraph. Venezuela's vice president is head of drug cartel, claims security chief. Epoch Times, very powerful article. Yeah, in Latin America, the it's not like where the CIA runs the drugs, but a consortium of banks launder it and make the money, and then subsidiaries make money off of it, and then the dummies that are dumb enough to use it or street pushers 20 levels down, they get thrown in private prisons, openly owned by the drug cartels themselves. In Latin America, they'll have people like Manuel Noriega or whoever, who actually are the kingpin El Jefe, getting most of it, you know, and buying 5 50-bedroom mansions and Switzerland. So the CIA and others have been a little better about hiding all the goodies. But now they don't so much hide it. They're kind of like, yeah, you're dumb effers. We run the drugs. Don't let us catch you with them. We'll put you in prison. Put out more Hollywood movies where it's cool to use drugs. Get those scum using them. Put poison in the vaccine right now. Murder them all.
Managing your business and customers isn't easy, huh? SnapForce Customer Relationship Software may be just what you need. SnapForce CRM is a software solution that helps you manage everything important about your customers, from sales to marketing to service and support. All of your customer information is right there at your fingertips for easy access. It's time to take control of your business in a snap. Get your free trial at snapforce.com. That's SnapForce.com. SnapForce.com. Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to FakeTV.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. FakeTV.com.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Old female and had a heart attack in 2005. This is Alice from New Jersey. I still get angina, even with 4 stents. I was taking Nitro 2 or 3 times a week. The very first day after taking heart and body extract, the chest pain was gone. Now I don't wear a Nitro patch.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to FakeTV.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. FakeTV.com.
Federal agents, we are armed!
Why can't you get with me? You're on the
Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. We're here. Back weeknight, 7 o'clock Central, InfoWars Nightly News. Please tell your friends and family about the transmission. That's how we're reaching more people every day. I want to salute you all for your successful prosecution against the globalists. Well, Mikhail Phelan just ran in here. Bill Gates gave an interview to a German publication while at the Davos event. That's why so much important stuff came out there. You know, give us $100 trillion or we'll stir up the inner cities to burn everything down. That's the translation of the Soros ad that we'll cover in the retransmission. I cover it in the first hour. Well, now billionaire Bill Gates has called for a, quote, a kind of a global government. Billionaire claims world government badly needed to save the earth. And one of our most efficient and focused investigative journalist, Mikhail Phelan, I drug him in here just during the break when he brought me this article. He's going to be adding to the article. It's already a long article. He said it could be 30 pages. It's only about 2 pages now, but he's going to really add to this because this is such a big interview he did in Deutsch. I guess thinking we wouldn't translate it. Mikhail, this story's on InfoWars.com right now. Let's red link this baby.
Yes, yeah, definitely interesting given all the things you brought up today about George Soros and all these calls, you know, for this kind of global system, and then we have Bill Gates coming out parroting the same thing.
I mean, basically, it's translated, pay us $100 trillion or we'll pay the black people to burn your city down.
Exactly.
I mean, then that's it. I mean, it's just horrible demon. Go ahead.
Yeah, and so, of course, they're calling for carbon taxes. They want all this money to create this global system, which, of course, they claim will save the earth when they're the very ones destroying it. So, and I bring up everything in the article. I bring up all the money Gates is investing in companies like McDonald's and major oil companies. And
weather modification.
Exactly, geoengineering. And so for them,
he is a Dr. Evil. Yeah. I mean, him and Soros and these guys are worse than James Bond villains. And then you realize Fleming based his villains on the real deal.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm ranting.
No, yeah, and so, so the very people that are really destroying everything or society, they're the ones that want the cashless society, as Kit Daniels wrote in his article about Bill Gates the other day. So it's really incredible that...
So they can say, we're going to control the speed of your car.
Exactly.
It's in your car, and we're going to take over.
Yeah.
And your TV's watching you, so shut up.
Yeah.
I mean, it's beyond 1984.
So it really seems they're mopping everything up here with this Davos. They're really, really pushing this idea now. And as you said earlier with George Soros and his group all claiming that the elites are running and hiding, getting ready, it seems pretty apparent that they're moving things into the final stage.
I'm telling you that they could release a bioweapon that kills 1 billion people to bring in their world government. I mean, they've geared up, got everything set up for something big. Everything else has been beta testing. They could nuke 5 cities and say Patriots did it. I'm telling you, folks, I get up here and joke around because I do this 3 hours. It gets exhausting. It's gallows humor. This is not a joke. These people are, they're just pure evil.
Absolutely. So I'm not surprised that he's out saying this and, with global warming hysteria at an all-time high as usual. Of course, they'll be pushing for the carbon taxes.
Well, we need the police and military that are awake to really watch all this. We need citizens everywhere with human intelligence, with your cameras, your microphones. Get the data. Get it out. Basically, start blogging everything. Use their system against them. They're trying to bring in management systems to manage the Panopticon where it doesn't blow back on them. That's not going to work. We could actually bring them down. They've overreached. I'm not just saying this to be positive. We have a very good chance of beating them. They have a very low chance of winning unless they blow the planet up. And they may see that as winning. In fact, in some of their writings, they say they have weapons that will blow the planet up, folks. They've got antimatter weapons. That was in Air Force documents released 12 years ago. And then in a speech, a colonel was asked about it. He said he can't speak about the weapons, but they have them. So that's why they're on power trips. Well, the ability to blow up the planet, and it would look just like in the Star Trek where the planet sucks all in and implodes. So what? I mean, so you guys can blow the planet up. I mean, the mere fact that you're like this does not mean you rule everything.
Yeah, and so these are the same people that try to blow up the stratosphere, I'm sure, as you've talked
about. Yeah, set the atmosphere on fire. Yeah, they're not very nice.
So, yeah, I just can't say.
What's wrong with trying to blow a hole and try to set the atmosphere on fire and kill everybody? I mean, they had to test it, didn't they? I mean, that's normal, right? Yeah. I mean, Bill Gates isn't psychopathic or anything, is he?
Well, I mean, we're in a race, as you said. The whole point...
Stay there. I'll come back to you in overdrive. Mikhail Phelan, the story's on InfoWars.com. Get it out, InfoWarsLife.com. Support us. Buy the products. We need your help. We're going to the next level. We're at ramming speed here. Just give us the power. We'll run over the enemy.
Now
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. For a limited time, get 25% off on this introductory offer. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.